fire or tornado, mm-hmm. everybody chips in and helps. And wouldn't you think that'd be a wonderful community to live in?
Well, that sure would never happen in Atlanta.
You tell her when it was founded and all that?
Yeah.
1849?
No.
It was founded in 1849?
It's called Bucksnort, and then in 1850.
It was also called Lickskillet.
About how large is it?
Well, it's not as large at this present time as it has been in the past.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
The people that were born and raised at Homewood, mostly have moved to Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Their work in Forest. But the census of Homewood, I'd say, about 80, between 82 and 100 in the year of 70 and 71.
Mm-hmm.
And the years before that, well, I'd say 200.
Is it predominantly white?
Right.
Has it always been?
No. Back in about 1946, we had about as many colored as white.
Mm-hmm.
That was right after the war, might say, I guess. Because
Why did the blacks move out?
Most of them went to Chicago so they could make more money.
That was, I guess, during the civil rights?
No, before then. Most of them, see, what lived in here, then
were farmhand.
Uh-huh.
Tenants.
Tenants were sawmill, farm, and different things. All that, and they had to get out somewhere else to get a job.
Uh-huh.
Farming put several years ago, and to raise cattle, so you have to see a lot to do, and to raise chickens all up above.
So the civil rights thing didn't. I just wondered in some sections of the Delta, you know, when the.
No, that wasn't.
Back in the 60s.
This was before that. How many, tell me how many you had got male and folk of niggers?
We didn't have any niggers as patrons in the post office in 1973 when the post office closed.
What he talking about when you were
working down a few years ago, we've been around there for 10 years and even 2 years.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like. Do you remember it very well?
Yes.
You think you could sort of make a sketch of the floor plan? Just to, you know, where the rooms were in relation to each other.
It doesn't
have to be
anything real artistic or exact. This
Let's see, we had a little front porch. Mm-hmm. Right behind this little porch was one big room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we had the second room, a little smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a jump across to go out to the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you call that. But right here, then we had a big kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
All right.